What's going on, guys? I'm Austin. I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose, and I would love to know what your favorite baking show is. So I asked because our family got super into baking shows over COVID in this last year, and my seven-year-old would prefer to watch a baking show over a cartoon, and I love it. And what that's done to our family is created this like crazy experimental world in our kitchen. But I'm gonna dive into that as we talk about 1 Thessalonians. And we've walked through this book all week, and I get to bring you the final verse. In this section is titled Final Instructions. And what it made me think of is because Henry's so into these baking shows, he's now creating recipes, and I find them all over the house. And he made these smoothies the other day, and he put peaches in one and grapes in the other, and he took a sip, and he was like, oh, I really feel the peach flavor coming out in here. And he thinks he knows all this stuff. And so, like I said, I find these recipes. And this one says egg, bread, butter, sausage, cheese. And I have no idea what he's making, but in his head, he has this very specific recipe of these things that he wants. Maybe this is actually just a grocery list and he's trying to tell my wife and I that we need eggs and bread for his next concoction. But then literally I come home the other night and there's a muffin. And it's green. I don't even know how to describe it because it's kind of black. I guess he put black sprinkles in this muffin, but they turned green. So it's pancake mix, applesauce, and black sprinkles because you're 7 years old. Why not? So I love that he's articulating these recipes and then going through with them and making something. And why I say that all comes into play with this 1 Thessalonians book. We're talking to this church, and at the very end, we're given very specific instructions, essentially a recipe for us to have a good, godly life. So let's jump in. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says this, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually and do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything and hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil." And as we go out this week and we try to trust God enough to do what he says, we try to obey his word and glorify him in the way that we live our lives, isn't this it? A very clear and concise list of the things that we need to put on our hearts as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, so that as Christians, we can go out into the world and show people that love, that grace, that mercy. And like my son, sometimes you don't know what that recipe is going to create, and it might be a surprise. Maybe it doesn't make sense in the moment, but I think if we put these words on our heart, if we hold on to them, we're going to be able to glorify God in the way that we live our lives. And I love the recipe. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. And I don't know where you're at today, but maybe those things are so impossible to do. And I just want to slow down and encourage you as this video ends, as you go about your day, to just reflect on those things, put those on your heart, and throughout today, be joyful. Hold on to the things that are good, and through that, there's encouragement. And he ends the letter by saying, "Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." And he just ends it by simply saying, this is a list of things that we can do. Now go out and glorify God in the way that we live our lives. So that's my takeaway on how baking shows influenced our Christianity over this past year. And I'm stoked to find out what that does for you guys.